In many parts of the country, this is not a good time of the year for a walk in the woods, unless you're carrying a gun and wearing camouflage. Commentator Charles Eisendrath is a hunter who lives in Ann Arbor, where he says it's hard to persuade folks of the pleasures of the hunt.
My neighborhood, Burns Park, is the most politically correct area of politically correct Ann Arbor. It's home to fellow University of Michigan professors, lots of students, and bumper stickers like my current favorite, Question Reality. Now, wild game faces hunting mostly at this time of year. But around here, the season never closes on us hunters, even though we're an endangered species. My neighbors lump hunting with guns, and all guns with bad things. After a certain number of how-can-yous and ruined dinner parties, I've learned to stay in the closet. The Walpole Island Duck Marsh, where I often hunt, is a 90-mile drive from all this. It's an Indian reservation across the St. Clair River in Canada. Many people live there by spearing muskrats on the ice, fishing, and guiding duck hunters like me. Frankly, after September 11, I wasn't too keen on thinking about guns or killing. Nor were other hunters, judging by a somehow disquieting quiet in the marsh. Opening week is to guiding what these days before Christmas are to retailing. Tons of shooting. But this year was a disaster. Some hunters canceled because they lost their jobs or feared for them. Many just lost their motivation. In the end, my decision to hunt or not hunt was tipped by not wanting to surrender to closed-mindedness. People who hate hunting refuse to see what it really is, participating in the essence of nature, which happens to be killing and eating. Just appreciating nature seems uninvolved. I study hunting the way people take courses in college or at the Y. My professor is Tom Tushkinig, a Potawatomi guide who wears a headband and a long braid down his back, like those famous portraits from frontier days. His course has a language requirement, so I've become fluent in mallard and teal, and I can get along in pintail, redhead, and canvasback. I know their species, number, and range before seeing them, just from the sound of Tom's call. A particular shuffle of his feet on the bottom of the boat means fire. Yes, it's a process that involves the taking of life, but so is organic cooking. Cooking, in fact, is an important part of hunting. So are art, music, and literature. Just think about the Lascaux cave paintings and Greek vases. Or Audubon, a crack wing shot, by the way, who painted what he killed. Where the French horn comes from. Or writers like Hemingway and Tolstoy. The lore is as old as humanity, and tradition's a comfort in times of upheaval. When those beautiful creatures come within range, why is it called the moment of truth? Maybe because it's a transforming experience like no other, when you feel part of something fundamental and eternal. But definitive answers don't interest me nearly as much as the questions hunting raises. I go into the marsh in search of mysteries.
The comments of Charles Eisendrath, who directs the Journalism Fellows Program and the Livingston Awards at the University of Michigan.